reading about your group. It's amazing how much you do get around and how many different venues you are able to play throughout the year around the globe.
Yeah, I mean, Irish music, thankfully, is kind of accepted and welcomed right around the world now. It used to be the case that, you know, we used to have to play in our kitchens and hope that a few neighbors would call in for, you know, a drink and a dance and just socially kind of play a few tunes and sing a few songs. But now Irish music is one of the most popular kind of forms of music and entertainment around the world. So we're very fortunate that we've been playing as a band now for close to 17 years and touring the globe and getting to see a lot of these incredible places such as Alaska or Japan. We were in before Christmas, and directly after Alaska we go to Australia. So, I mean, there's lots of exciting kind of territories to be discovered and explored for Irish musicians these days, thankfully.
In reading your biography, you're originally from England. How did you get into Irish music?
I am indeed originally from England, but my parents are from Ireland. They're from the west of Ireland in County Clare, which is where I live now. I came back to the county where my parents were born, and I'm living here now for 22 years, I'd say, or maybe more. So I'm living in Ireland longer than I lived in England.
Okay.
But I came here in search of a deeper kind of perspective on the music. I'd been playing music in England. There was a huge expat community there. Lots of Irish music was played in Birmingham in England, which is where I was born. But I just wanted to immerse myself in it fully and not just learn the tunes. I wanted to really connect with the culture and with the people. And, you know, obviously I did that and I like it very much because I'm still here. But, I mean, Irish music has, as we touched on earlier, it's really become a bigger thing. When I was learning, you know, there really was only the few people around you that played. It was just, again, for a social kind of an outlet. You know, there was no thoughts of ever touring the world or making it a profession, you know. So it's just developed, and I've been lucky to be in the right place at the right time a number of occasions. So happy days.
What does the group play in these days? Or would you call them traditional Irish music or more modern?
I mean, when we started out, we were regarded as being pretty cutting edge. Irish traditional music at the heart of it, but with a slightly contemporary twist. In so far as when we started playing, a double bass, for instance, in Irish music had, you know, not been kind of used before. That percussive kind of rhythmical kind of kick that we have in the band with the double bass and guitar kind of providing that engine, if you like, that was new. But essentially, at the heart of it, it's Irish traditional tunes. We don't have a singer, so we're fortunate that we can incorporate melodies from other Celtic kind of countries in the repertoire, perhaps where other bands might use a singer, for instance. We like to call on melodies that we have loved and that we've enjoyed kind of recording and playing from, let's say, the Cape Breton tradition or the French-Canadian tradition or the Breton tradition or the Galician tradition, things like that. So, you know, 80% of our material would be Irish, either newly composed or very old traditional tunes, and then 20% would be made up with material from other genres.
What else should we let people know about upcoming engagement here in Petersburg?
Yeah, that'd be good. I mean, as far as I know, we're playing the Wright Auditorium. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's going to be a great night. I mean, we've got a new CD that came out last year, which was recorded with an orchestra. So that gave us the opportunity to go back over some of our back catalogue and kind of dust down some of our older pieces that were arranged in for a full orchestra. So we're kind of doing a full kind of trip down memory lane, plus some new pieces that we're working on for a forthcoming album. So lots and lots of stuff in there, and it should be a good show. There's always fun. There'll be sparks flying. We'll be very excited to be back in Alaska, so we'll all be kind of in good spirits.